right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today. It's a blessing for me, and good to see everybody, and wish I could greet everybody personally, and we'll try to do that, but it is good to see everybody. Hope you had a Merry Christmas, and wishing you a good New Year, and it is good to see everybody, and to come back to home church here this morning and be blessed by seeing you and by being a part of the service today. I do want to go to the book of Romans this morning, Romans chapter number 8, if you go there with me. Look at a couple verses together. Romans chapter 8, we'll start reading about verse 33. I'll make some more comments, I think, of the more personal nature, but our family's doing good, and we are missing everybody, of course, but we're doing real good, and we've been blessed with our church family up there in West Virginia, and everybody asks about snow and cold weather. We really haven't had a whole lot of that yet, and I think they've had a more mild winter than they were expecting, but we've enjoyed everything and been very blessed, and we're very thankful to the Lord. Romans chapter 8, look at verse number 33. I'm going to talk about this morning something we'll read in the passage here about being more than conquerors, and we know we have that opportunity and that privilege in Jesus Christ to be more than a conqueror. And I think about the drunk husband that came home, and you probably heard about him before. I might have even told you about him before, but he had been out what he thought was conquering the night before at the bar. My dad calls him the leap in, limp out joints, right? Leap in, but you limp out. All right, so that's where he'd been, and he was going to do some conquering. So this drunk husband, he snuck up the stairs quietly. He looked in the bathroom mirror and bandaged the bumps and bruises he'd received in a fight earlier that night. He then proceeded to climb into bed, smiling to himself at the thought that he'd pulled one over on his wife. Well, when morning came, he opened his eyes, and there stood his wife, full of condemnation. She says, "Tell the truth. You were drunk last night, weren't you?" "No, honey, not me." "Well, if you weren't, then who put all the Band-Aids on the bathroom mirror?" Sometimes you think you're the one doing the conquering, and you're getting conquered your own self, right? Romans chapter 8, let's look at this, these great verses and these great truths in Scripture. Verse number 33, Romans chapter 8, the Bible says, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us," verse 35, "from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written," Psalm 44, "for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I'm interested in verse 37 this morning. "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Let's bow for prayer together. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to be back in your house this morning. Thank you for this good church, Father. Thank you for the blessing it's been to me in my life and in the life of my family. Father, I do pray that you'd give us an opportunity here for the next few moments to have our minds cleared and look to thy word for a message from you. Lord Jesus, we lift you up above all others this morning. We point everybody to you. We know that there's no way to be a conqueror in life, in this existence, without you. And we know that you've conquered life and death and sin on our behalf. So, Father, may we look to the Lord Jesus at this time. May he be lifted up. May all men see him according to the Scriptures. And we'll thank you today in Jesus' name. Amen. I could ask you the question, are you more than a conqueror or are you more than conquered? I could ask you that because sometimes we have big plans and big dreams, and yet they don't turn out like we think they should. Sometimes we think that we're going to, you know, grab the world by the tail or whatever other cliche you can insert right there, but it ends up you fall flat on your face and you find out how weak and how insufficient you are. I think we all can talk about how humanity will fail you. The Bible says the arm of flesh will fail you. And that's why God has intervened on our behalf in Christ Jesus. Very thankful for that, and that's what Christmas is about. And I know that the majority of folks here this morning have celebrated that and are rejoicing in that even today. When you think about a conqueror, history books are full of them, are they not? Can't you name some conquerors? I can think of William the Conqueror off the top of my head. I think he was from the old country, England, and I remember a little bit about him, but he didn't conquer enough for me to mention him right now. If you took conquerors and you took the square miles they conquered during their reign or during their lifetime, you could start with Napoleon Bonaparte, and he conquered almost 800,000 square miles. That's pretty good. You ain't no kind of man unless you have land, someone once said. Adolf Hitler, he conquered like 1.37 million miles, square miles, all of which he lost in 3 years. Attila the Hun, he conquered 1.45 million square miles. Then you got Cyrus the Great, over 2 million miles, square miles. Alexander the Great, 2.18. Genghis Khan leads the list, 4.86 million square miles. They were conquerors, and we've all heard about those fellows' names before because they're in our history books. But that's not the kind of conquering we're talking about here in Romans chapter 8. We're talking about important things. We're not talking about what the world can give us or what we can try and take from the world or this earthly life. No, we're talking about something that lasts forever, something that's eternal, that the Lord Jesus Christ gives us. And so many people today, I think they lack security on the personal level because they think this life is about making a name for themselves, gathering some fame or popularity or getting some financial security, and they lack what's most important, eternal security, spiritual security, emotional security. They look for these things in the wrong places. I mean, look at verse number 37 again. The Bible says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him, the Lord Jesus, that loved us." What are all these things of verse 37? Well, all you got to do is skip over the Old Testament quote in verse 36 of Psalm 44. And then you go to verse 35, and it tells you the things that we are more than conquerors. Look at it. It says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Question mark. Now, here's the things mentioned in verse 37. Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? Can those things, number one, separate us from the love of Christ? Number two, can those things conquer us? And the answer is the first word of verse 37. Nay. That's an old English way of saying no, right? That's what that means. No, they cannot conquer us because of Jesus Christ. If you're in Him today, you can't be conquered by the bad things of this earthly existence. Think about verse 35. Shall tribulation, what's tribulation? People think about the tribulation period, which is yet future. This is not talking about the future prophetic time. This is talking about the tribulation, the trouble you face in your life right now. Verse chapter 8, we could just go back a few verses, and it's the sufferings of this present time. Isn't it verse number 17, somewhere around there? Verse number 18, the sufferings of this present time. We all have to deal with it. If we're alive on planet Earth, we have to deal with the sufferings of this present time. Well, tribulations here in verse number 35 is talking about that. It's talking about trouble. It's talking about trouble we deal with right now. It's difficult circumstances. And I could say this way, difficult circumstances that are out of our control. Sometimes we think if we could just grab control of everything and find a handle, then we could make everything all right. Most of the time you'll find out if you get a hold of it, you'll make it worse. You'll make your trouble that you have to deal with anyway. You'll make it worse, especially if you deal with it in your flesh. All the frustrations that'll set in there. So tribulation's one of those things in verse 35. What about distress? Well, tribulation's outside trouble. You know what distress is? It's inside trouble. You know what the word distress means? Do you see another word in the word distress? Do you see the word stress in the word distress? Right? What do they say? The word stress spelled backwards is desserts, right? That's how some of us deal with stress, right? We go to the desserts, but that's not what I'm talking about here, okay? Distress, you know what that word means? Well, the first part of that word, D-I, means double. It means twice. It means two. So when you're stressed on the outside, tribulation, that's outside trouble. But when you let it get on the inside, that's double trouble. Double trouble, stress out here, but it's worse if stress gets in here. Die stressed. You're distressed. It's double trouble, and that's a problem. When outside trouble's not fun, when it gets this way on the inside, it's real bad news right there. Stress can cause you a lot of trouble. Persecution. That's another thing mentioned in verse 35. That's trouble from others. Trouble others can inflict on you. You see that all through the scripture. You see the Jews persecuting other believers. You see other people, unsaved people, pagan people persecuting the Jews. You see that through history. You see that through the scripture. And you see that even in the day and age we live in. But persecution is trouble from others. Maybe I could say it this way. I wouldn't be dogmatic, but I would say trouble from others that you don't deserve. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 20. Let me give you this verse this morning because it's on my heart because of several reasons. 1 Peter 2, verse 20, the Bible says, "For what glory is it if when ye are buffeted, beat down in life, for your faults ye take it patiently?" If you have it coming because of the bad decisions you made, well, just understand, bad decisions equal bad results. Bad decisions, bad consequences. So if you have it coming to you and you're reaping what you sow, big deal if you take it patiently and take it like a man, because you're the one that got yourself in that mess in the first place. Now, the Lord's a little more sweet when the way he says it. I know my explanation's probably not as sweet, but it says, "For what glory is it when ye are buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently." But here's the part I want to look at. "But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God." Trouble found you and you weren't looking for it. Something bad happened to you, and it's not because of a bad decision you previously made, reaping what you sow. I kind of think of that when I read this passage here in Romans chapter 8, verse 35, written to believers in Christ Jesus. Trouble, persecution from others that you don't deserve to deal with and go through, but since you're down here in this sin-cursed ball of dirt, you have to deal with it. Amen. Well, there's more to it. Famine and nakedness. What's more troubling to us in our physical existence and our physical life than not having something to eat or something to cover up with? That would be dishonorable, to say the least. That would be once again, that's trouble, that's tribulation. What about the fifth thing in verse number 35, peril? That means your physical life is actually in danger. That's what peril means in the Bible. And then the sixth thing is the sword. Not just the sword as far as the instrument, but what the sword represents, and that means having your physical life taken from you. Do you understand in this bad, false, satanic world system, these are the things that a believer today has to deal with, all the things in verse 35. And if you don't watch out, if you're not careful, and if you're not in the Word, these things will have an overcoming effect on you. They'll tear you down and trouble you to the point where you don't know which way is up or how to put one foot in front of the other. But the good news is that we just have to keep reading. And verse 37 says, "Nay, in all these things," and everything that those things represent in this earthly life, "we are more than conquerors." And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. And this is another case probably where my introduction's longer than my message, but how are we more than conquerors? And the Bible tells us right here in the scripture how we can be more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And the first thing I want to tell you this morning, the first way to realize that you're more than a conqueror today in Christ Jesus, is to understand that you're free from condemnation. Amen. You're free from condemnation. Now, you can find condemnation. You can find it. You can find it eternally by rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You can reject the gospel, reject the inspired, preserved Word of God. You can go your own way, or go the way of man, or the way of the world, and you can reject that, and you can find yourself dealing with the results of your terrible, terrible decision of unbelief in Christ Jesus. And you can experience eternal condemnation. You can experience condemnation in this earthly life from other people, can you not? There's all kinds of religions. There's all kinds of shapes and sizes and flavors and sects and isms and schisms out there, and that you can find them. They're everywhere, right? Yet, if you don't get in and have a like mind and think and talk and do what those people do, you'll experience condemnation from them. If you don't accept what they accept and like what they like, then you can experience condemnation from that. And you can experience condemnation from people. But here's the thing. Get your eyes off the people. Get your eyes off religious systems and orders and look to the God of the Scripture, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, proven by his resurrection on the third day according to the Scriptures, and understand if you're in Christ Jesus, you are free from condemnation. Amen. You're more than a conqueror. Anything that's happened in your past, guess what? Christ has conquered it. He conquered it on the cross of Calvary. Oh, so you don't know my past. No, I don't even have to know your past. I just have to know what the Bible tells me happened in the past, and that's Jesus died for you. Amen. He lived. He died. He was buried. He rose again the third day. So today, we just proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, high and lifted up, that he is the Savior, and we point all men to him. Amen. He's the answer. He's the conqueror. You can be more than a conqueror if you're in Christ Jesus. Amen. Simply being saved, getting into him. I mean, people deal with the troubles in verse 35, and it does rain on the just and the unjust alike. We all deal with the sufferings of this present time. We're talking about believers here, but even unbelievers deal with some tough things in this earthly life. And people use what's at their disposal to cope. That's what they do. They use drugs, trying to escape the hurt and emotional trauma they feel. Maybe something that happened in their past. Alcohol, it dulls the emotions. It masks the true pain they feel. They go for illicit sexual relationships, trying to find fulfillment in something vain and empty and very, very temporal. They do crime, the wrong kinds of friends, pornography, gangs, all the things that you know, you read about and saw in the news probably even this morning or last night. That's what people employ to get them past the past and conquering their present, when they ought to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. No matter where you look for spiritual or emotional security, you won't find it until you look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors in our own self, in our own mind, in our own education, in our own flesh. No, through him that loved us. The one we've been celebrating at Christmas time. He is the conqueror, and you can be a conqueror too if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So the first way I know that I'm more than a conqueror, and the thing that witnesses to me from the Scripture this morning, is that I'm free from condemnation. Free from condemnation. Christ is on your side if you're saved today. I should say it this way, you're on his side, and that's more important. You're where you need to be. The Lord Jesus Christ, everybody might condemn you, this old sinful world might condemn you, but he has forgiven you by his finished work. And that's what's important. That brings great comfort, does it not? Amen. When you deal with the hard times of life and the tragedy that's even represented in our families here in church this morning, which our heart breaks for them, but things that have been dealt with that you just seem overbearing and overwhelming, you know that if you look to Jesus Christ, you can still find that great comfort, that he'll conquer what you're dealing with right now. He'll conquer the past, and he'll help you in this present. Oh, it's a motivator to keep moving forward. It's what it is. Gives us that right godly desire to keep going forward. Do you hear about that town years ago? There was this hydroelectric dam. It was going to be built across the valley in the state of Maine. And the people in town were going to be relocated. The whole town itself was going to be relocated. And the old town was going to be submerged for this hydroelectric dam. Well, during the time between the initial decision, when it was made, and then the completion of the dam project, the town, which had once been very well kept, it fell into horrible disrepair. I mean, the people in the town kind of had the attitude, why keep it up now? And one resident tried to explain the attitude. He says, where there is no faith in the future, there is no work in the present. Yeah. And if that's all you had is this earthly life, then I would understand giving up. But since we know that God has taken care of this life and purchased us the next life, we need to keep moving forward. Amen? Amen. That's what we need to do in Christ Jesus. We have security today, free from condemnation in Christ Jesus. That's the first thing I want to draw your attention to. The second thing is, I want you to understand what it says there again in verse 35, that we cannot be separated from the love of Christ. That's how I know, and you can know, that you're more than a conqueror, is you cannot be separated from the love of Christ. That takes care of the present. No condemnation. Christ took care of that. That takes care of the past. And not being separated from the love of Christ, that deals with our present. That's very important if you think about it. If you're in Christ Jesus today, if you're saved today, then God's love and is found and it's revealed and will continue to be revealed in Jesus Christ. You go in the book, you go in the written word, and the living word will be testified. It'll bear witness with your everyday walk of faith with the Lord Jesus. Get in the book and understand that you cannot be separated. Hard times will come. Yes, tribulations will come. Despair, all the things of stress, all the things I talked about earlier. Yes, you will have to deal with it, but none of it can separate you from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. These two little girls, these two little sisters, were trying to put together a cardboard puzzle. It was a map of the United States. They were young girls, and the puzzle, of course, was cut up into odd shapes, you know, representing the shapes of the different states. And they were getting pretty discouraged. Suddenly, the older sister turned a piece over and saw on it part of a man's face, his nose, part of his nose. And on the back of another piece, she saw part of a man's ear. And she said, "This puzzle, look, sister, there's a man in it." And they knew what a man's face looked like. And soon they put the pieces together correctly. Then their father turned the whole puzzle over for them. And there it was, the map of the United States. Every nook and cranny, everything was perfectly pieced together. Well, that's how life is. That's not even how the Bible is. Maybe some people see it as a puzzle. But if you just see Jesus Christ, he brings the whole thing together. Amen. It's all put together in your life. It's not puzzling. It has purpose. And if you look to the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll see that the whole puzzle comes together. Amen. You'll see his face, you'll see his image in everything that you do. And that's what we need to understand this morning. We cannot be separated from the love of Christ. That takes care of our present. And of course, I want to talk about the future as well, because the Lord Jesus Christ has purchased that for us. And that's the third thing that helps us understand that we're more than conquerors this morning, according to our passage. We're more than conquerors because we've been sealed by God's Spirit. Amen. Oh, I could give you all kinds of verses. Ephesians chapter 1 would work. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 would work. Ephesians, I believe, chapter 4 would work. But we know that at the moment of faith, at the very moment you believe what the Bible says, the good news about Jesus Christ, that he was born, that he lived, that he died, that he was buried, that he rose again the third day, when you believe the good news that Christ died for your sins and purchased your salvation and reconciled you to heaven and God above, when you realize that, God imparts himself to you. You're indwelt by the Spirit of God. What know ye not, that your body, your physical body, is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which ye have of God? God does that at the very moment of faith. He places his Spirit inside you, and that takes care of you. You're sealed until the day of redemption, the Bible says. If you're sealed until the day of redemption, your future, your eternity is secure. And if you're future and your eternity is secure, well, then you understand that you're more than a conqueror. The worst the devil can throw at you, the worst the world can throw at you, even the sword, even your physical life being taken away, is a shallow, hollow victory for the enemy, because your eternity is in Jesus Christ. And the devil can't touch your eternity. The devil has no access to your eternal soul, your eternal existence. He can't do anything about it. He's a powerless devil. Yeah. I think about that story about back when they were building the Golden Gate Bridge out there in San Francisco. That's a long time ago, but during that initial construction, they didn't use any safety devices. And 23 men fell to their deaths while they were constructing that bridge. Well, for the final part of the project, they used a large net. They used it, strung it from one shore to the other shore. And they used that large net as a safety precaution. And at least 10 more men fell, but they fell into the net and they were saved from their certain death. But even more interesting was the fact that they say 25% more work was accomplished after the net was installed. Why? Because the men had the assurance of their safety, and they were now free to wholeheartedly serve the project and get the work done. You know, that's how it is for us in this earthly life. Yeah, there's some scary things. There's some peril. There's even the sword to possibly have to deal with in this earthly life. Yet you understand you have the safety net of all eternity strung underneath you, the arms of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you can lean on those everlasting arms. And even if you were to fall, and even if your physical life was taken away from you, you know your eternal life is safe and secure in Him. We're more than conquerors today because of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's taken care of our future. Oh, we're very secure. We have a very secure position, relationship in Jesus Christ. Oh, those are great words right there, in Christ, in Christ. And that's why we're more than a conqueror. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today? That's the question. I didn't ask you how religious you are, and ask you how many times or if you've been baptized, and ask you about your giving record and how many offerings you may or may not have given. None of those things are the answer. They're not even really the question. The question is, what about you and the Lord Jesus? Do you know Him personally? Have you, by faith, accepted what the Bible says God did for you in Christ Jesus? Have you turned to Him? Repentance toward God? Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Bible says? There's a poem, and often I read a poem. I'll have 3 points in a poem, and so I've given you 3 points. Here's my poem. It's called Full Coverage. I have an insurance policy written in the blood of the Lamb, sealed by the cross of Jesus, redeemable wherever I am. The company will never go bankrupt. It is bonded by God's promise true. It will keep every word of its contract exactly what it says it will do. I don't have to die to collect it. No premiums do I have to pay. All I do is keep to God's promise that He is the truth, the life, and the way. No collector will ever come calling because it was paid on Calvary's tree. It insures me for living and dying and for all eternity. So you're more than a conqueror today if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you don't know Him, if you're not sure that you know the Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe that God puts that witness in our very insides, in our very heart, if you want to say it that way, whether you're saved or not. You know whether you're saved or not. It's not a great question mark. It's not a great mystery. God gives that blessed assurance if you belong to Him. Yes. Are you more than conquerors? Or are you more than conquered? Here's this last story, and I think I may even use this on the radio before. It was a story from England from years ago about a woman who said she was awakened by a very strange noise of pecking, something of the kind. When she got up, she saw a butterfly flying back and forth inside the window pane, and the butterfly was in a great fright. Outside, there was a sparrow pecking and trying to get the butterfly. The butterfly did not see the glass and expected every minute to be caught. And the sparrow did not see the glass and expected every minute to get the butterfly. Yet all the while, that butterfly was as safe as if it had been millions of miles away because of the glass between it and the sparrow. You know, it's the same way for the believer today. Sometimes life will make you think that trouble's going to just eat you up. It's just going to consume you. And Satan might sometimes try to approach you as the adversary and as the enemy, like he's fixing to overwhelm you and take you captive. Yet, you understand if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, Satan's more than millions of miles away from you. He can't get you. You're safe and you're secure. Your future is sure in Jesus Christ. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ this morning? Is He your personal Savior? Has there been a moment of faith in your life where you saw yourself as what the Bible says, as a sinner? And you knew that you couldn't do anything about that sin. You had to look to another. You had to have a Savior. And you looked to the Lord Jesus Christ. Like the Bible says, the good news, the gospel about Jesus, what He did for you, His finished work. Not that He did part of the work and you got to do the rest of it. Not any perversion or contaminated message like too many religions give today, but that by total grace, God gave you everything you needed in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all he requires from you is the faith to respond and to believe what He says. I side with You, Lord. I agree I'm a sinner. I agree I need a Savior. And I see that You did the salvation work in Jesus Christ. And I turn to Him the best way I know how. Oh, there's not no magic formula to say. There's not no specially worded prayer. It's you with that switch of faith being flipped on the inside. And only you can flip it, by the way. Amen. If I could flip it, I'd already flipped your switch this morning.